Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone back to Knowledge on the Rift. We are here continuing our series. I am Adam, the Amo, the host of the show, and we're welcoming back Dana Snapple Lemon Pop.
Hey, how you doing?
So, as we've touched base on the last couple episodes here, we've already touched on the tanks, and we've touched on the fighters. As we've kind of gone down this line here, we got the Slayers up next. So, you know, tank, semi-tank, no tank? What about the Slayers?
No tank. You said it perfectly there, I think. Yeah, the Slayers include the Assassins and the Skirmishers. And, you know, unlike the fighter class and of course, the tank classes, subclasses, Slayers, they're all about just assassinating somebody, you know, much like the divers are. From the fighter class, you know, we got Slayers who are people like Zed. They're people who are just looking to absolutely decimate and delete one champion from the enemy team. Whereas with the Skirmishers, you know, it looks like at least Riot's listing people like Yasuo, where they're going to spend a little bit more time in the fight. They're not going to get blown up quite as quickly, but any moment, you know, if anybody focused them, they'd go up in a heartbeat.
So, Slayers are just pure, maybe not pure is the best word, but I'm going to go with pure damage dealers. These are the people that just, or your people say, I'm going to carry in solo queue, I'm going to play this champion, and they're these champions, right? These are the champions that are just like hard carry a game. We have like Rengar, and we already said Zed, and LeBlanc, and Yasuo, like Master Yi even. Like, these are the champions that are just like, because they deal so much damage, and they're just all about getting in there, dealing as much damage as possible, taking as many kills as they possibly can, and escaping, right? Escaping or split pushing and kind of a different type of style, right? So
yeah, if they're lucky, they get to escape, you know, because a lot of these guys, you know, especially people like Zed, they will evaporate under any sort of pressure. But, you know, they're also the ones where if you're a squishy champion, your heart just drops to your stomach when you see one of them at arm's reach from you. You know, if you're playing ADC and suddenly there's a Zed by you, you just put your keyboard down and walk away because there's nothing you're going to do. You're just gone.
Yep, especially after the QSS
coming up. Oh, my God.
Zed's been, I don't know about your games, but ever since the QSS nerfs came out, I think Zed, I've played maybe 20 to 30 ranked games since the QSS mm-hmm. change. I haven't seen a Zed in a single game because he's always been banned.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and for good reason. Like, the only thing that stopped Zed from just deleting a carry was QSS. They took away the only item that could prevent Zed from deleting people, and because of that, there's no answer to Zed anymore. He's just going to get to your back line, and he's just going to delete your carry, and most likely he's going to shadow clone jump away, and that'll be it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. So for good reason, he's banned.
Yeah. So real quick, as we talk about Slayers, though, that we're talking about mostly melee, a little bit of range, ability focused killers. Right, so
that's true.
They broke them down into two classes, the Assassins and the Skirmishers. So Riot says the Assassins they specialize in infiltrating the lines with quick mobility, mostly melee, but have little tricks and usually have some type of gap closer or a way to jump in there, explode their carpet, geez. Target, oh wow, that was embarrassing. Explode their target and get out if they can. Where the skirmishers, as we kind of talked about, they skirt the battlefield. They poke, they prod,
pick.
They pick. Yeah, they're very good on like, oh, if the AD carry flashes over a wall, they can flash after them and destroy them on that end. They're almost like the divers. If divers go first with a buddy, the skirmishers are the next line waiting for all the CC to come out, mm-hmm. and then they jump in and capitalize.
Right, yeah, and assassins, you know, that's going to be their main weakness, too, is the fact that they have such a susceptibility to hard CC. You know, all of these champions are capable of insane amounts of damage, but if they're locked down in the middle of a fight, they're not going to last even a second. Skirmishers, on the other hand, though, they have a little bit more durability and utility, kind of like you were saying yourself. If somebody jumps over or flashes over a wall, each one of these skirmishers they have listed here have some way of you know, jumping a wall or creating a small gap close, much like a diver, but at the same time with a higher degree of damage, you know, much more damage burst potential.
Okay, so let's go down the list and name off some champions here. So the Assassins, Riot has Zed, Kha'Zix, Fizz, LeBlanc, Akali, Talon, Katarina, Kassadin, Shaco, and Rengar. And I think my list is... they also have Nidalee as an assassin. I think my list is almost identical. Let's see here. Zed, Fizz, LeBlanc, Katarina, Kassadin, Shaco, Rengar, Kha'Zix, Akali, Talon.
Huh. Yeah, you nailed that one on the head.
We are pretty much identical. The only difference is I put Nidalee as a skirmisher and not a assassin. Because... I feel that as a champion that is now, like if we were talking old Nidalee, like super old Nidalee, where it was just like stand back and throw spears, I almost would have put her as artillery.
Yeah, I could see that classification. And now, you know, she definitely does fit in the Slayer category. She has that just insane burst potential. But honestly, I don't know if I would have called her an assassin. I might have gone with a skirmisher on her as well. You know, she does have crazy burst potential, but you know, not as solid as it used to be.
Yeah, and I think the key difference here is, so once, as we kind of talked about, like, Mini-Gnar and Mega-Gnar with the tanks and wardens and the fighters, and Riot has Mini-Gnar as a marksman. We'll touch into that in the marksman episode, but that's one of the more ridiculous things down there.
Right.
Cougar or Cat Nidalee is more what we're talking is could be more of the assassin, right?
Yeah, the pounce swipe combo is a massive burst of damage,
And that's why they probably have a human woman form Nidalee as artillery because of the spear throwing.
But that makes sense.
But when you combine them together as one champion with a large kit with 8 abilities, skirmisher's got to be the way to go.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. You know, much like we were talking about with Cho'Gath being a juggernaut, or, you know, whether what class he falls into, if we were going to group Nidalee into one, I would honestly go skirmisher. Well,
so skirmishers, as we kind of talked about, have a little bit more utility to them here, and it's slightly different playstyle. They have skirmishers as Fiora, Riven, Yasuo, Tryndamere, Master Yi, Jax, and Ekko. I also have pretty much the same line. I have Yi, Tryndamere, Yasuo, Fiora, Riven. I put Nidalee here. I put Evelynn here, and Ekko. So Tank Ekko was a thing, but even with Tank Ekko being a thing, you were still building offensively Tank Ekko, or tank items that had dual purposes, right? They put Jax here as a skirmisher, probably because they wanted to put a lot of the people who really love the split push together, the Tryndamere, Master Yi, Jax. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about those three and how Jax fits in here?
You know, I would have to agree that Jax is probably a skirmisher. I don't see him as an assassin. And, you know, just looking at comparatively to the other subclasses, I wouldn't say he's any other more than he is a skirmisher. He does have that ability to get into a fight. He does have the ability to put out a ton of damage. But he also has the utility with his leap and with his block, his dodge, his E. You know, so it does allow him to trade a little bit more in fights and be a little bit more selective. And also have some counterplay opportunities as well. Whereas a lot of the other champions, they just go hard in the assassin category.
And I think... The issue with me personally here is on how, like typical build, or typically like kind of what you want to get out of it, I feel that on the skirmishers, they're a lot more heavy offensively built, Whereas Jax, I put as a diver, but I totally can see him as a skirmisher because I feel like you build him slightly more tanky, and the slightly more tankiness puts him into the fighter category instead of the slayer category.
That's true, but honestly, he does have a massive burst potential, like which is common with a lot of the other slayers. And a lot of times you're not building a lot of damage on Jax. He does get a lot of natural tank. Especially when he's got his ult going. I think he gets like 80 or 60 or something like that, MR and armor, even at first level on it. So he does have a ton of tank, but it's not that he's building tank in any sense. Like in almost every case, you're going to see a Jax building nearly full or full damage.
Yeah, so one of the things I put, we talked about, and then one of the ones I think is the most interesting, that's the things that I did, is I put Evelynn as a skirmisher. And I think this is going to cause a lot of problems with a bunch of people. Where would you put Evelynn?
I would not put her as a skirmisher. You know, I would honestly... She doesn't delete champions quite as fast as an assassin. But, you know, I'm having a tough time placing her. I was trying to see where they had her placed as it is. And I'm not seeing her on the list. But, you know, I would definitely say a mage of some sort, like maybe a battle mage, because a lot of times, and on this we're going to kind of get into the current meta versus, you know, overarching gameplay style for this champion as they've designed it. She's another one of those champions where I feel building tank on her, you know, like, kind of like a juggernaut would be more of a build style. You know, she does have a lot of gap close. But building a damage tank hybrid on her, along with just her general kit, I really think that she would fit better into a role like that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find her on this list as well. We're looking at Riot's official list. The links will be down below for anyone who wants to check out their list and just sort of see what they had. And I'm not seeing her. Is she down in the unique?
No, I didn't see her down there.
I didn't see her anywhere. I don't know where they put her, of course. Right. So maybe they just, Riot forgot one of their own champions because she's invisible. Insert invisible puns here.
They didn't bring any pink wards when they were creating this list.
Apparently, they didn't know what they were doing. There's a great rap battle on YouTube of Evelynn versus a pink ward. Seriously, take the, like,
oh, you know
seconds.
What? I found her. I found her here. She's in the diver category.
She doesn't have a gap closer.
She's got her W, but that's the same as saying Olaf is a diver.
That's a run fast.
Yeah, that's an Olaf style gap closer. That's not a a real one, like a diver.
Yeah, but Olaf becomes invulnerable.
Well, that's true. He does become invulnerable to CC, and she doesn't.
One stun, like, oh, I'm running at you. Oh, you're stunned. Like, there's a ton of ways to stop that.
That's true, but if you don't, or if she chooses the fight right, like, okay, so let's look at it from the perspective of how we typically see Evelynn played. In a lot of fights, a lot of situations, I see her sneaking in from the backside of a fight after the fight's already been initiated or is nearly over, and picking off the carries while the tanks are dead up in the front. So from that perspective, you know, I guess we could say she was a diver, but I would honestly call her more of a skirmisher.
That's where I put her, right? Because, like,
yeah.
I mean, compared to Riot's choice, I can totally see Battle Mage, though, too. I mean, if you mean getting in there and just dealing a whole bunch of AoE magic damage, that sounds exactly like a Battle Mage to me when we talk about the mages.
Definitely not a diver.
But definitely not a diver. That's why I put skirmisher, right? Because think about it. So we have Shaco, invisible. Kha'Zix, invisible. Rengar, invisible. Talon, invisible. Akali, invisible. Those are all assassins, right? And then we have Evelynn goes invisible as a skirmisher. Like, the only champions that can, like, be invisible or go invisible left are,
Twitch?
Twitch. Right? Like, Oh, and Teemo. Teemo can go invisible if he's in.
Oh, Teemo, yeah.
Okay, well, Teemo, once again, gets thrown, probably, if we're according to Riot's, like, ability to, like, make whatever category you want to put people in, he should be in mm-hmm. unique playstyle.
I would say so, too. Yeah, if we were going to allow that here, I would definitely say he'd fit into that one.
Yeah, but since we don't allow that, Twitch is going to go in the Marksman because of, you know, the range auto attack importance that we'll talk about down there, or when we get to them. But as a result, then, Evelynn's an invisible champion, right? So, like, that whole, like, surprise factor is something that mm-hmm. gets around a certain amount. Like, there's so much knowledge you can have in the game, and having a surprise factor like an invisibility is super important. And notice how all the other assassins use the invisibility as a surprise factor to capitalize and get a kill. Evelynn's mm-hmm. kit just doesn't roll, not currently anyway. Back in other previous seasons, when she had way more like invisibility, definitely allowed a surprise assassin kill from behind. But
you know, honestly, thinking about it a little more, sorry to interrupt there.
Yeah.
But no, just when I've always described Evelynn's playstyle, I've always compared it to Kha'Zix. I've always said that you have to play her almost like you would a Kha'Zix, which, of course, you have to play almost exactly like you would a Rengar. You know, those two or those three champions, they're all designed to find an opportunity to pick somebody off a back line and execute that, and they either do or die. You know, they're the big go big or go home kind of champion. And if I had to say whether or not Evelynn fits into the go big or go home, I would say she does. So I actually might call her an assassin.
She just doesn't have the burst anymore that she used to, is the issue. She's super good at, like, either being set up to get the kill or setting up for someone else to get the kill.
That's true. And based off the current meta, I would say she fits a skirmisher. But based off the champion herself, you know, could you argue that her kit does fit that of the rest of the assassins?
No, that's what I'm saying is why I find it weird. Yes, I mean, the invisibility and the importance of getting in the back line is so important to the assassins, and Evelynn can definitely do that, which is why she could definitely fill into the assassin category. It just surprised me that Riot put her in as a diver.
Yeah, no, that seems like a miscategorization right there. That seems just completely out of place, in my opinion, because I can't really think of anything to justify that. You know, she doesn't have those strong gap closers or even anywhere near the survivability of the other divers on that list.
Yeah, so that's one of the keys here. Also is the survivability. So other than, like, you can build tank first. You can build tank on any champion. Just mm-hmm. want to put that out there. Just because a champion fills into a category doesn't mean they have to be played that way. We've seen tank Echo for how long now?
Right. Yeah, it's been months.
I mean, Kassadin is in this assassin category, but Kassadin in the early games is an assassin. Kassadin at level 6 can be, if lucky.
Yeah, if he's fed. I mean, he's not going to have the same burst potential that a Katarina would.
Yeah. Kassadin at level 18, jumping onto your AD carry with 4 items,
mm-hmm.
that's an assassin.
Yeah.
So there's different stages here.
Yeah, and just like we were talking about, you know, whether the champion would fill the entire, would fit the same categorization throughout the entire game, you know? As I was saying earlier, I can't remember which champion we were discussing, but how I was saying in the second half of the game, oh, Hecarim, that's who it was. In the second half of the game, he fights more like a Vanguard would. A Warden?
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think Kassadin is sort of a difficult one to pin down like that as well, because early game, I would almost call him more of a battle mage. You know, he's somebody who is melee, who is a mage, you know, in terms that they use ability power and scale off that. Typically a mid laner, as with most mages. And, you know, he just sort of doesn't have any massive burst until the later portions of the game. You know, so would we still call him an assassin because he fits that for a portion of the game, or is there a better classification, do you think?
No, I think that the key is, like, if you're going to, and this is the part where it's a tricky, right? So Riot didn't double classify Kassadin as a mage and as a assassin, just straight assassin. But you could, right? Like, you can dual classify all of these champions. But it's sort of like, what is the first thing? What is the major thing? What is the, like, the kit? How does it work around the champion? Like, the lore included, or the play style, the abilities, the ratios. It's like the whole thing, the whole giant package in one term. What is it? Mm-hmm. Assassin's and fit best.
Yeah, with Kassadin, you know, his ult does, I believe, if I remember correctly, it does scale based on how many times he's jumped recently or something like that, so yeah. He gets increased damage. Okay, so yeah, I just didn't want to say that and be completely wrong, but I was pretty sure. So yeah, because of that, you know, his whole kit is about dealing a massive burst of damage. He just goes about it in a different way, I think. Than a lot of these other champions, because he has to build up that burst damage before he even enters the fight, whereas all the other assassins on this list already have that kill potential based off their kit, you know, without any preparation or lead up or, you know, hopping around other walls to surprise somebody. So I don't know, you know, I almost would, me personally, I would want to call him a battle mage, but, you know, we'll have to hash that out if we ever get down there.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually. One of the things I want people to notice here is the assassins are a mix, right? They got Zed, Kha'Zix, Rengar, talent, some real big AD explosions. They got, you know, LeBlanc, Akali, Katarina. Shaco can go AD or AP assassin. But when we talk about the skirmishers, why do you think that the only skirmisher is Ekko that's AP?
You know, that's a good question. Probably because a lot of the skirmisher class are melee, and there's not a lot of melee AP champions. You know, again, we have people like Kassadin. Trying to think of some others off the top of my head, but that aside, Cho'Gath.
Yeah, the two I wanted to. Sorry, I'm gonna cut you off because I'll point the direction kind of where I want to talk about here is I personally put Elise and Diana into the diver category. But couldn't they also fit into the skirmisher category? Those are two, you know, AP champions that just love to kind of get in there and brawl it up.
You know, I suppose they could, but under the category, the broader category of slayers, I wouldn't say that Diana fits that. I wouldn't say that she fits that necessarily, because she's not somebody who comes in and just absolutely deletes. Now, Elise, on the other hand, she definitely is. You know, Diana, usually it takes a couple bursts. You know, she's got to jump to an enemy once or twice or three times even before she gets that kill. Unlike somebody who's like Zed, who, you know, smash the keyboard and the enemy dies. So I think one of the common factors here when we're looking at the assassins is the amount of time it takes them to one-shot an enemy and their potential to do that. Diana, I don't think, fits that necessarily. And Elise, though, Elise I could see, because she, if an Elise combos her abilities correctly, she can 100-0 somebody in one combo.
And I think the way I'm looking at it here is, so the assassins are the deleters, right? We kind of talked about. And the skirmishers are kind of the champions that kind of skirt the edges and then come in to delete someone. And the problem is Diana, because of her kit and her, you know, that pull-in that she has, I think that she wants to get in there too early to be considered a skirmisher.
Yeah, she wouldn't be entering the fight at the same time frame that a skirmisher would. So, yeah, you know, she definitely would be categorized differently there.
And that's the other problem I have with Elise, is you want Elise. Divers can be on the front line. Skirmishers cannot. Not 100% of the time this is true, but normally, right? Kind of like divers, you want if you're a diver, you want to be able to go in instantly when you need to, when it's time to dive. Mm-hmm. Skirmishers, you want to not be dived upon. And I think that's where the difference where Elise is. Elise wants to be out in front to throw the cocoon.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Diana wants to be able to throw her Q, the arc crescent or the crescent, whatever, that goes in the arc circle. Then she can, if she marks a target, she can dash to get a reset on her dash. And then she can pop her E, where she pulls everyone into her, pops her shield bubble, or her bubbles that fly around that are shields, gives her shield stack. So she's a diver. She wants to dive in with someone else, whereas a skirmisher wants to, wait till the team fight's mostly gone, some CC's been blown, and then go in. Like, Master Yi...
Clean-up champions.
Yeah, clean-up champion. Master Yi is a clean-up champion. Mm-hmm. He wants to get those resets.
That's the truth. And Tryndamere as well, Yasuo, nothing fits a Yasuo better than catching a half-health enemy team in a tornado, because they're gone at that point. So, same with Riven, they're waiting for the opportunity for somebody to be low enough that they can just delete them, but they don't have that 100-0 kill potential like the Assassins do. They've more got the, 75-0 kill potential.
And I think that's the one of the keys here, kind of why AP and just the style of ability power in League of Legends is it's either a really slow sustained damage, Elise can put out a lot of damage right away. But she's using her spiderlings to deal damage, and they deal extra damage, and then she uses her bite, and then she gets into adult form or human form and lays out another spider and has a Q that deals some. But it's more sustained damage, right? Because especially with the way the spiderlings work. Right. Diana, so much is built around her shield orbs and her ability to jump, but it's her auto attacks, right? Her passive deals damage with auto attacks. It's a mm-hmm. sustained damage, where a lot of other AP is, a lot more burst. Even champions that aren't considered burst mages, like Ziggs, right?
Mm.
It's all like, boom, there's a bomb. You got to then wait before you can get another bomb. I think this isn't allowed for a skirmishing style.
Yeah, no, I don't think it really fits it.
So, where we kind of touched in on, learning the types of champions, mm-hmm. With tanks, it was like, hey, pick a style, learn that style pretty well. Maybe once you get a good handle on it, switch the other style. There's a yin and yang to the tanks and to the fighters. Do you really see that same type of, ants, yin and yang here?
I really don't. A lot of the champions they have on the assassin list don't really counter the skirmishers so much. So you don't see that same balance of if they pick this, you pick this. You're going to have to look outside the box a little bit more for options against these people. But again, like I said, with assassins, fighting against them, really it's going to come down to your ability to CC them before they can delete a carry. And then again, with skirmishers, it's going to take a little bit more damage and a little bit more focus from your team. But their ability to 100-0 people doesn't exist quite as much. But you definitely still want to be able to pick them off out of fights.
And I think that's kind of the thing. Before there was a, like I said, the yin and yang. Here it's still like these champions, they want to go in, they want to just deal all of the damage. And the only difference between these are as you put it, 100-0 or 75%-0, right?
Right.
And then they're giving up 25% by having a little bit of utility in other areas.
Exactly. Yeah, it gives them a bit more survivability, a bit more options when it comes to what role they fill on a team. People like Riven, they are comfortable with doing a split push or something like that. They have fairly good mobility. They've got gap closers and gap creators. They've got their own forms of CC that they can use, whereas the other champions are pretty much, LeBlanc does have a stun, Rengar has a root, but for the most part, the other assassins, they're just all damage. Skirmishers have a little bit more utility in their kit, so they have more options in terms of where they can go and what role they can fulfill in the team.
That's a good point there. This is kind of what they're doing. I want to touch on the split pushing aspect of this. So a lot of times the assassins do best in a solo environment. The skirmishers mm-hmm. do best in a solo environment, or a one-on-one or a 2v2.
Right.
This is the way I look at it. The assassins split push to get a kill so they can take a tower or they can take an objective. The skirmishers split push to take your inhibitor. And if they get a kill along the way, that's awesome.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't say that the assassin's best role is for the split push because they're too vulnerable to getting locked down by hard CC. Much like with an AD carry or your more squishy mid laners, you know, your what's the word for it here? Artillery mages. Assassins require a support team. So if you're thinking of something like WoW, for example, your assassins are going to be the person that your healers are focused on, you know, or if you play EVE Online, for example, your assassins are going to be your dreadnoughts, but they're going to have a support crew of chimeras, you know. So just comparing to two other games, I know, but yeah, they require a team and they really shouldn't be anywhere that they're going to end up vulnerable by split pushing. They do have that damage, so they can split push, but if they get caught, their likelihood of getting away is much lower than a skirmisher is.
Yeah. So what I mean is they're split pushing to cause change in pressure, right? A change in the map layout, the change on the way the minion waves are pushing and the way the other team has to react. Now, a skirmisher, Tryndamere will split push, Master Yi will split push all day, no matter who shows up. They'll just mm-hmm. run away, then come back, right? The assassin right. wants to split push to put the pressure or illusion that they're split pushing to mm-hmm. then fall back to a safe spot, like you said, with the support, and then get a pick or get a kill.
Right. And a lot of times,
that's what I meant when they said they're out for kills, not towers.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I understand what you mean now, and sorry for the confusion there. But yeah, no, that's 100% right. You know, they'll go to another lane with good ward coverage in the jungle and wait for somebody to respond and then take their pick there. But they are more out to get farm and get kills than they are focused on taking turrets. You know, they don't necessarily have the fastest single-person turret-taking ability. And they're not best utilized by standing there auto attacking a turret.
And that's the way kind of to kind of fight these champions. Going up against a LeBlanc, if you see a LeBlanc start the split push, she's just going there to draw someone there away from their team, away from their safety zone. Mm-hmm. So she and herself, if it's a squishy, or her and a support, or her and a jungler, can take them out. She's right. not going there to take the tower. Now, if that's the saying, don't go stop the LeBlanc split push. If she's stayed in bot lane for the last 7 minutes with her minion wave and just pew pewed the tower. that's not acceptable, but...
No, she that's not putting her to her best use.
No, so versus, as we said, the Yasuo, and the Yasuo, he can, with that crit and movement and dashing, you can definitely end the way. I don't think you're going to be seeing Trinity Force on him anymore, so I don't know if he may move slightly more towards Assassin.
He might, yeah, but honestly, in terms of mobility and utility, I think he fits perfectly fine into the skirmisher group.
Yep, and that's kind of what we're talking about here. Echo definitely has, as the sole true skirmisher, at least on my list and Riot's list, he is the sole skirmisher because he's got an area effect stun, he's got area effect wave clear, he's AP, mm-hmm. he has... three auto attacks, even though it's not even auto attacks, it's three ability damages to give him a speed boost. He has an ult that lets him heal and go back in time.
Right.
Right?
Literally go back in time, yeah.
So, I mean, these are the types of things that it just screams skirmisher.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I'm not sure if you meant that Echo was the only true skirmisher on this list or the only true AP skirmisher on this list. Yep. I just want to clarify.
Well, Riot's list, he's the only true AP skirmisher. I put Nidalee as a skirmisher myself because I feel that she does all of that, but she does it in the jungle instead of in a lane currently.
That's true.
And when you had top lane Nidalee, she was this as well, right? She was a skirmisher. She was a bruiser top lane.
Split pusher, she had pusher. Super mobility.
Yep, so now she's AP before you could build her hybrid or, you know, a bruiser tank. So that's how it goes. These are the champions that you see the most bans on in ranked, right? Like,
we typically, already talked
about Zed. I mean, how many times have you seen Katarina banned? Or it's like, hey, Rengar, they fixed him. Oh, no, they didn't. They just made him more broken in a different way. Well, banning him for the next month.
You know, honestly, as at least in gold and higher, as far as I've seen, at least up to low plat, I'm starting to see less and less of these assassin bans because that's really the counter to them. Good vision coverage for one, so they can't get their picks when you're traveling between lanes. And also the fact that hard CC almost decimates all of these champions on this list. As far as assassins are concerned. Because outside of Zed, any other of these champions, if they get hard CC'd, they're just done for. And people realize that, and people play around that fact. Kind of like I was talking about, I think either earlier in this video or the one before. People learn to fight more defensively and to save their hard CC in team fights for when the divers come in. Same thing goes for assassins. You know, people aren't as liberal with using those abilities at the start of a fight so that when those assassins come in, they can't do their insane amounts of damage. While I do see the Rengar bans, the Zed bans, the Fizz bans, the Akali bans, especially up through like mid-silver, after that point, I'm noticing the only one still making that cut on ban perma pretty much is Zed.
Oh, yeah, no, Zed totally currently is what we see. So the assassins and the slayers and the skirmishers, they all have a very unique play style. And I think it's something that takes a lot more. So as we talked about, there's tanks and then there's fighters. And there took a little bit more finesse to play a fighter than it did a tank.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a ton more talent or execution to play a slayer than a fighter or a tank.
It's true. Yeah, honestly, slayers, they are the tippy top. These are the ones that people consider the high skill cap champions, quote unquote, because they have so much kill potential, but in the wrong hands, they're not going to do 10k damage by the end of a game, you know? Very high skill cap, difficult to play, but risk reward terms, they're the highest.
And that's kind of how we get now. You don't want a team with two of these champions, hopefully, on it. You can, but that just means you have two slayers instead of a tank or a fighter of any type of defensiveness. It's fully offense, right? So if tank was, you know, one end of the pendulum of just pure defense, the Slayers are the other end of the pendulum where it's pure offense.
That's true. I could agree with that.
And that's the unique style here. As we leave off here, most of the stuff we've covered so far have been mostly attack damage based or melee champions. These are like the Slayers, the fighters and the tanks. They're all like, that's what I would categorize them in general as melee or attack damage focused. Now the difference between the difference of them is kind of when we get over out. The next couple of times you'll touch base from us, we're going to go over the mages and the controllers and the marksmen. And those are all ranged auto attackers. A lot of them can have ability focused or AP focused, except for the marksmen. But we'll get into them next time. So Once I want to thank everyone. Dana, do you have anything you want to leave us with?
No. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on the show, man. And again, just to plug my stream, twitch.tv/cc1us, CCONEUS is how it's spelled. Feel free to check me out.
Don't also forget to check him out at Twitter at Snapple Lemon Pop. I believe that's your YouTube as well, correct?
That's correct.
Continue to follow the show. Check out the other episodes. Like I said, we've already touched base on two of them. We'll be touching on the other ones later. So if you catch up to this point and the other ones aren't out yet, they will be coming out soon when we get a little bit more time to finish up the whole list here. So thanks for watching, and Riot Music, take us away.